Welcome to Quantum Memory Power. In this program, you'll learn all the tricks, techniques, and the ultimate tools for developing a perfect memory. And you'll be learning them from the world memory champion, Dominic O'Brien. Dominic has a trained memory. He was not categorically born with a special gift for memorizing vast amounts of information. Yes, he is the current and seven-time world memory champion. And in the record books for memorizing 40 decks of playing cards after a single sighting of each card. He can memorize a random sequence of 2,000 numbers in less than an hour and appears regularly on television memorizing anything from shopping lists to the names and faces of an entire audience. Yet he is only able to do this because he has trained his brain to do this. What Dominic can do, you can do too. The techniques, the systems, and strategies that are in Quantum Memory Power are unrivaled. They are the most powerful in the world. And the reason is simple. Dominic has devised each and every method from his own trials and errors. The systems that worked, he kept and refined. Those that were unproductive, he discarded. The result is a powerful system, the Dominic system, that will unleash quantum memory powers you never knew you had. You'll learn to remember names, faces, numbers, birthdays, dates, appointments, speeches, or any sequence of numbers you want. Once you have unleashed your memory power, there will be no limits to the type or quantity of information you wish to store. With each powerful technique in Quantum Memory Power, you'll be given practical applications and exercises to test and strengthen your abilities in each area. You'll be using your imagination and creative powers in ways you never imagined to gain speed, accuracy, and poise in the development of your own special quantum memory powers. In Quantum Memory Power, you'll not only learn how to develop a powerful memory, you'll also gain confidence and self-esteem. You'll also learn how your brain operates, how to improve your decision-making powers, a powerful way to remember directions, how to develop laser-sharp concentration, and everything from acing a tough job interview to developing a mental fact file. You're about to take the journey of a lifetime. You never realized that learning could be such fun. And who knows, you could end up challenging Dominic at the next World Memory Championship. And now, here's Dominic O'Brien.
Hi, I'm Dominic O'Brien. Congratulations on ordering Quantum Memory Power. Because together, we're going to take a quantum leap in unleashing the true potential of your memory. We're going to unlock a wealth of memory power that you probably didn't even know that you had. Okay, this is what's in store for you. How would you like to remember the names and faces of everybody you meet in the future and store that information in your memory, not just for days and weeks, but for months and years ahead? I'm going to take you on a journey. I'm going to take you through the world of mnemonics, and I'm going to teach you a new language. It's called the language of numbers, so that you'll be able to remember any number, dates, birthdays, appointments, telephone numbers. Now, I'm talking big telephone numbers here, 50 digits, 100, maybe even 1,000 or more. How would you like to be able to deliver a lengthy speech entirely from memory, no notes at all? I'm going to teach you how to remember quotes, anecdotes, jokes, and that'll impress even the coldest of audiences. Now, just get this. Imagine reading through a newspaper or magazine and being able to remember every single detail in that newspaper or magazine. You'll even be able to pinpoint the exact detail on any page. Now, that'll impress your family and friends. How would you like to pinpoint the day of the week for any date in the last century? Not just the last century, but any date in the future or in the past, and you'll be able to do that in seconds. I'm going to teach you the secrets of accelerated learning. Maybe you're a student, or perhaps you've got children studying at school. I'm going to teach you how to learn, so that you can absorb knowledge the lazy man's way. You're going to learn new words. You're never going to make spelling mistakes. I'll even teach you how to learn a vocabulary in a foreign language. But that's just the beginning. In the advanced section of this course, I'm going to teach you how to master your own brainwaves. I'm going to teach you how to control both sides of your brain. You could be a walking Einstein and you don't even know it. I'm even going to teach you how to memorize not one deck of cards, but several decks of cards. In short, I'm going to groom you to become a memory champion in your own right. We're just moments away from all that. But at the moment, you're probably thinking, well, maybe he can teach me a thing or two. But I bet this guy was born with a very special brain. Maybe he's got a photographic memory. Well, you'd be absolutely wrong. And in fact, I was described as being dyslexic at school. In fact, I left school when I was 16. I'm just going to read out a couple of reports. These are actual reports when I was a child, and it may surprise you. Age 9 and a half, calculation. Terribly slow, must concentrate, often cannot repeat the question. I was 19th out of a class of 22. Here's another, age 10 and a quarter. He tends to dream in the middle of a calculation, which leads him to lose track of the thought. 17th out of a class of 23. Here's another calculation report. Age 9 and a half. Cannot keep the question in his head. Now, this is my favourite one, geography. Has not paid much attention. Appears to know more of the universe than the Earth. Now, you wouldn't think there was a future memory champion in the making from those school reports, would you? It was only in 1987, when I saw a guy on television memorise a deck of cards, that it transformed the way I thought about my own memory. Now, last year at the World Memory Championships, I managed to memorise 201 digits before I made a mistake. What they do is they stick a cassette in, and you have to listen to like a 300-digit number, and it's the person that can memorise the most before they make a mistake. In other words, it's sudden death. Yeah, and I was able to memorise the first 201 digits. Now, you can do this too.